This may be your very first census. If you got that packet in the mail, it only happens once every 10 years. Maybe you've done it before. Maybe you've never completed a census, even though you've gotten a packet in the mail. It's one of the most important things you can do. And while you might have a little extra time on your hands this weekend staying in, you might want to get that packet complete. There's so many different ways to do it, too. I'd like you to join me now as we welcome Emily Neff of Trying Together and Greg Baer of the Grable Foundation, who's also chairing or co-chairing, I believe, Allegheny County's efforts to make sure that we count everybody. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, and, for being here. Greg, I'll go to you first. Tell me a little bit about your role and why it was important. You're a busy guy, but this is something that you care about deeply and that you wanted to be sure gets effectively done.
That's right. As citizens of this great country, there's nothing as important, really, as completing this census every 10 years. Why does it matter? It matters because it determines how we set our political jurisdictions in the U.S. House of Representatives. It matters so much, Larry, because it's an important factor that the federal government determines how much money goes to a place like Pittsburgh or Allegheny County for its roads, for its schools, for its parks, for emergency relief. And it just also matters, too, because, you know, the census gives us a sense of belonging, that we belong to something, that we belong to a democracy that's of, by, and for the people. And it's important, as you noted, every 10 years to complete the census to be sure that you're counted. And our work on the Complete Count Committee here in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County is to make sure that every single human being is counted, that they feel like they're counted, and that they belong.
One thing that concerns me, and Emily, you may have a good understanding of this. I think if you have kids, you've got a really busy lifestyle. You're running around from event to event or activity, or you're focusing on being present with your kids, and you may conclude that you just can't find the time to focus on doing the survey. You may end up making it a low priority as you do the census, but making sure kids are counted is critical, isn't it?
That's so true, Larry. Yes, it's critical. With the last census, we estimated that about 1 million children under 5 were not counted, which is that was the highest of any age group. And it's just, we know how critical the first 5 years of life is and how important early childhood is. And if we're not counting those young children, I just think that the next time that they're being counted, they're 10 years or older. And all those resources that really go into supporting to families, you know, through schools with class sizes and transportation, federal resources like food assistance programs, health insurance programs, and other early learning programs like Head Start, you know, are allocated locally based on the census. So it's so important that families really think about those young children and making sure that they're counted so that they can receive those resources.
What do you think, and I'll ask either of you this, what do you think are misperceptions about filling out the census, things that might cause people to put it aside or simply to throw it out?
Well, I suspect that some people think that it's not particularly important and that other people will do it, which is a great mistake, right? Because we need to count every single person. We're all in this together. I think people worry sometimes, will my information be private? And I can assure you that your information is absolutely private. There are laws and regulations by which the Census Bureau itself has to treat and use the data. Different people just have just different fears about revealing information about themselves. And the census is really straightforward. It's basically focused on who lives in your household on April 1st, 2020, and asks some additional demographic data about those people. And that's it. It takes only 5 or 10 minutes online. You can also complete it by form or if you want by paper ballot to complete the census. It's really easy to do. And Larry, I'll know, I sat down with my kids and did it together. It was a great fun sort of household civics lesson.
That's a great,
you know, what is the census?
That's a great way to do it. I think people think it's going to take a lot of time. You can do it online now. Back in the old days, a census taker would knock on your door and would interview you personally. But now it's just nothing could be easier. And it's just so important. I think of all of the governmental programs that directly their funding formula is based on what the census says, especially programs for children. There's a whole list of them we could rattle off that if we don't, and it's not even a matter of competition with other regions, but it's equity and fairness. If there's kids here, the funding should be coming here for kids, and we need to be sure they're all counted. I think it's even appropriate to ask a neighbor or ask, you know, a relative, did you get your census? Did you complete it? Why not? You know, just
absolutely. We should be talking about the census, getting our families to complete it, our neighbors, our coworkers, folks at church or temple. We should be talking about the census. Yes.
Now, I know, and I'm looking for this program there at Trying Together. There's some resources for learning more about the census because it is a civics lesson in and of itself. And there's some educational tools that I believe you've linked to, you know, how do districts get drawn, right? How does this data get used? And it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of cynicism about government. Some of it, I suppose, deserved. But actually, the way it's all been laid out and designed and based on what the picture of the country is through this humongous measuring effort that happens every 10 years is quite remarkable. Are there some things you would point to at Trying Together that might help people explain the census to their kids?
Yeah, we've definitely shared a lot of resources of ways to engage young children while filling out the census. I think to Greg's point and filling it out with his children, it's a great civics lesson. I would say that we've shared resources from Sesame Street that have done a lot around songs and engaging with the characters and why the census is important in a way that is developmentally appropriate for young children. There's also, we've shared, you know, resources from Count All Kids, which has different toolkits and ways of talking with children about the census. So it really can be, it's quick, and it really can be a full family activity that teaches young children the importance of, you know, their belonging and, you know, in this country and why it's important that they count.
Yes, countallkids.org is a great website. I was looking at it earlier in the week, and it really lays out the importance. And we only get to do it every 10 years. I think that's one of the critical factors too, Greg. Like, we get one shot at doing this for these kids, for the children that are with us now. We get one shot to get it right. And for them, that's it. They'll be grown in 10 years, or certainly different people than they are now in 10 years. Some will still be kids. But
that's
this,
right, Larry.
We got to do the trajectory now.
You're absolutely right. We get one shot every 10 years. This will matter for each of the next 10 years. So if you've got a 3-year-old in your life, your next chance is when he or she is 13, right? And we don't want to miss out on the resources and the opportunities that a census brings for the next 10 years because we didn't take the time to complete it. That's why we all need to take time to get online, to get on the phone, or if ultimately that enumerator comes to your door in May or June and you haven't yet done the census, we all need to complete it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some of the notes. You would never think about some of these resources for foster care, for the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, for education funding for kids who have disabilities. It makes sense. These budgets need to be allocated proportionately and equitably. And the only way to do it is to speak up and be counted as part of it. I think it would be good, too, to help encourage elderly people who may have trouble reading the census or who may just need some support in filling it out. If my folks were still alive, I think I might enjoy using the census as an interview tool and help them record the answers, but also discuss them, especially in these days where it's harder to get together face-to-face. It can be a great tool of discussion for your family, I think.
And there's something for everyone, right? There are books about the census. There's the Entertainment Technology Center at Carnegie Mellon University developed a game. So you can go online to the App Store, look for a game called Space County, and the middle schoolers or even high schoolers in your life might want to play a game about the census. Maybe they play the game with grandma. there are all sorts of things we can do to bring the census alive and understand why it matters.
Now, if somebody happens to be listening and says or is thinking, I didn't get census forms in the mail, is there something they can do? Because I could see maybe if you live in a large apartment building, maybe they didn't get delivered for some reason. Is there a way to make sure that you get counted?
Yes. So first, locally, there's a website, becounted2020.org, which also includes links to the U.S. Census Bureau. If for some reason you've not yet received either a paper ballot or a request to go online or make a phone call, or even a subsequent request, because each of us is going to receive multiple postcards and letters. If you're not getting those already, call the U.S. Census Bureau, because you should have received something.
Good. I see. I just went to that page, and there's my friend Tyon, right on the front page from ACH Clear Pathways, explaining why the census is important so that she and her program can have adequate resources to be able to serve the kids that they do at ACH Clear Pathways. I think that's probably the best website. We'll make sure we post this up on our Facebook page, becounted2020.org, because it will point you to everything, and it's also very local as you take a look at it. And even if you're in one of the adjacent counties or nearby counties in Pennsylvania, you'll find this a good launching point to get more information. I'm proud of both of you for making this effort. It's not exactly part of your regular duties, but it's just a vital public service to get folks to be counted. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? I'll start with you, Greg.
I just want to congratulate and thank Emily and all of her colleagues at Trying Together. Larry, it's been just incredible the way that early childhood educators and also teachers in our schools and librarians across the county and across the region have been partners and ambassadors, helping people understand what the census is, how to do it, why it's so important. It's why each of us can be an ambassador talking to the people in our lives, making it so important to complete the census.
And Emily Neff, any remarks you'd like to include?
Well, just thank you to you, Larry, for helping us elevate the importance of the census. And thanks, Greg, for your leadership on this. And I would just add that, you know, April is the month of the young child, so there is no better month than to make sure that your kids count than filling out your census and making sure they're counted in 2020.
Do you know if there is a final due date? I meant to bring my forms with me this morning. The due date should really be ASAP, but do you know when the collection period ends? If you don't, I'll find out if you don't.
So it's actually been moved back to August. It's such, Larry, that each of us should have received a letter or postcard, or some of us received a paper questionnaire already. And then you're going to get 3, 4, 5 mailings between now and the end of April. If you haven't completed the census, come May, people called enumerators will start knocking on people's doors saying, hey, we don't have record that you completed your census. And there'll be a couple months of that door knocking if people haven't completed censuses, and that'll end by summertime.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the key is get it done immediately, help represent your block, your neighborhood, the people in your family. And I forgot about the these folks are so diligent with the census and trying to make sure everybody gets counted. But it's really our job to make sure that we are counted, and it's simple enough to do. I'll be doing mine this afternoon. That was my plan for this weekend.
Excellent. So, it's a perfect weekend to get online and complete the census.
You bet. Thanks to both of you and for your citizenship and doing this. Let us know if we can help further as time moves along. And I hope to see you both soon.
Great. Great to be on the radio with you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
It's Greg Baer of the Grable Foundation and Emily Neff of Trying Together, encouraging you to make sure you complete the census and help to make sure that programs are funded appropriately based on actual and real data, and that we don't shortchange our kids, our elders, our friends, and other family members. Learn more at becounted2020.org.